A half dozen people stand at the front of a meeting room, ready to test their Tlingit spelling skills.
So I'll say the Tlingit word, then the translation, and then the Tlingit word again. And if you would like me to say it in a sentence, I can.
Hans Chester is a Juneau Elementary School teacher and cultural educator. He had the job of presenting words to the mostly young contestants.
Hit. House. Hit.
Hit. H. High tone I. T.
Ayahua. Keet. Killer whale.
Keet. K. High tone E. E. T.
Kewa.
This is the first time we've ever done this, is a Tlingit spelling bee.
Linda Bilardi is a culture and language expert who works for the Sea Alaska Heritage Institute. She's one of the organizers of the session, which also included math and word games.
I really congratulate any of you who are willing to be in this spelling bee, because spelling is hard, and it's, you know, nobody likes to make mistakes.
Chester, the bee's pronouncer, gave contestants a practice round with simple words. He also provided tips on identifying some of the Tlingit letters that aren't used in English.
If the word is duh, there are two different ways you could spell duh. The first way you could spell it is pinched T, high tone A, or you could say T apostrophe high tone A.
Then it was time for the real competition with harder words that stumped most contestants.
Saw. Seal. Saw.
Can you use it in a sentence?
Saw away our
wounds. Oh man, saw. T-S. High tone A-A.
Kai.
Ah,
low tone. Sheesh.
One by one, contestants dropped out after misspelling a word. It finally got down to two people, then one.
Next word is chain. Big.
P-L-E-I-N.
The winner was Will Geiger, a University of Alaska Southeast student who had to make it through several other words to take the title. Tlingit used to be a spoken language with no associated writing. Missionaries and academics came up with several spelling systems, though they were rough. The modern version was developed over the past half century through consultation with traditional speakers. This bee was based on a Tlingit spelling book edited by language experts Richard and Nora Downhauer, who have worked for and with the Sea Alaska Heritage Institute. After the spelling bee, the session moved on to a card game called 99.
It's an adding game. You can play this in English, but since we're playing Tlingit games, and it's called Gushuk-Tin-Kat-Kugushuk, then you have to do this in Tlingit.
Daphne Wright is a Huna educator and native language teacher. Players added numbered cards to a pile while keeping the total less than 99. Face cards made it more complicated.
So if I wanted to, I can put down a king and say Gushuk-Tin-Kat-Kugushuk. The next person after me is going to go out unless they have a dog-un or a... Yeah, or the special cards.
Wright encouraged players to practice their Tlingit numbers and conversation.
I guess you could be saying things during the game like unsa, how many. You could be throwing in some chatter, but make it Tlingit chatter. Otherwise, don't chatter.
And they did. Other games included lingo, which is Tlingit bingo. This is Ed Schoenfeld reporting from the Sharing Our Knowledge Clan Conference in Juneau.
Dasa.